Listening Library presents A to Z Mysteries Super Edition Number 13, Crime in the Crypt by Ron Roy. Read for you by David Pitu. Chapter 1.
Oh no,
Josh moaned. He was asleep, sitting next to Dink on a train. Ruth Rose sat across from them, with her red backpack on the seat next to her. Because she always dressed in one color, she also had a red hoodie, jeans, and headband. A red scarf was draped around her neck. Josh smacked his lips as if he were tasting something delicious. His eyelids fluttered. He tugged a thread of yarn from the sleeve of his sweater. Ruth Rose reached across and pulled the yarn from Josh's fingers, waking him up.
What's going on?
Josh croaked.
You were moaning,
Dink told his friend.
And ruining your sweater,
Ruth Rose added. Josh yawned.
I was having a weird dream, he said.
Tell us, Dink said. We love your dreams.
Josh rubbed his eyes, then told Dink and Ruth Rose he dreamed he was in a spaceship made of ice cream.
I was starving, so I nibbled on it, he said. I kept eating until there was no spaceship left. I began to fall to Earth.
Dink grinned.
Wait, you ate a spaceship?
He asked.
It was made of pistachio ice cream, Josh said.
The kids were riding the train from Hartford, Connecticut to New York City. It was early October, and they were going to meet Ruth Rose's grandmother, Gram Hathaway. Gram was in New York, visiting her best friend, Maria Hoffman. A conductor in a blue uniform walked up to their seats. This will be the last stop. Everyone gets off at Grand Central, he said. Is someone meeting you, kids?
My grandmother is,
Ruth Rose said. She showed the man a letter.
She says to get off the train, walk up a ramp, and she'll be waiting.
The man smiled. That'll do it, he said. The ramp will be on your left when you get off. Is this your first time in the city?
No,
Dink said.
My uncle lives here, and we visited him last year.
The train started to slow. Have fun in the Big Apple, the man said, and walked to the end of their train car.
Why do they call New York City the Big Apple?
Josh asked.
Why not the Big Chocolate Chip Cookie?
Dink grinned.
Or the Big Broccoli, he said.
The train went into a tunnel. It slowed some more, then stopped. A voice announced, Grand Central Terminal, last stop. Everyone must leave the train. Watch your step. Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose grabbed their jackets and backpacks and headed for the door, which had swished open. A stream of people left the train. Everyone seemed to be in a hurry. Some of the people dragged suitcases on wheels. Most were talking or texting on cell phones. The kids found the ramp and followed the other passengers. They passed recycling bins, where people dropped newspapers, bottles, and cans. A teenage girl stood on a box, playing a violin. A few people tossed coins and bills into her violin case, which was open near her feet.
Guys, did you see that?
Josh asked.
If I learn to play the violin, I can come here and make tons of money.
Dink laughed.
They'll probably arrest you for noise pollution, he said. You're a riot, Wyatt,
Josh said. At the top of the ramp, the kids moved to one side so the rest of the people could keep walking. There were signs everywhere pointing to taxis, subway stations, and exits.
Now we wait,
Ruth Rose said, turning her head to look for her grandmother.
How long?
Josh asked.
I'm starving.
Dink poked him.
You just ate an ice cream spaceship.
Josh poked him back.
Doesn't count, he said. I was dreaming. In real life, I'm still hungry.
Just then a voice called,
Ruth Rose, over here.
Graham Hathaway was standing on a bench, waving her hands in the air. The kids zigzagged through the crowd and made their way to the bench. Graham Hathaway hugged each of them.
Right on time, Graham said, stepping off the bench. And you were smart to dress warm. October in New York can get chilly.
She was wearing a baseball cap and a fleece vest over a flannel shirt and jeans. Like Ruth Rose, Dink wore a hooded sweatshirt and jeans. Josh had on a baggy sweater and cargo pants.
Follow me,
Graham said, pointing toward an exit.
Brooklyn is that way. Are we walking there?
Josh asked.
No, it's too far, Graham said. We'll get a taxi.
She ushered them out to the street and stepped to the curb, waving for a cab. Chapter 2. A yellow cab pulled up and stopped. Graham opened the rear door, and the kids climbed in with their backpacks. Graham sat next to the driver. He wore a Yankees cap over dreadlocks.
Can you take us to Park Slope, please?
Graham asked.
No problem, the man said, easing his cab into the stream of traffic.
What's Park Slope?
Dink asked.
It's the neighborhood in Brooklyn where Maria lives, Graham said. Is she retired, like you?
Ruth Rose asked.
No, she's a docent, her Graham said. What's a docent?
Josh asked.
A docent is a guide who takes people through a museum,
Graham Hathaway said.
Maria's specialty is silver and gold. She loves looking at all the priceless old things. I can't wait to meet her,
Ruth Rose said.
You'll love Maria, Graham said. She likes to bake cookies. I like her already,
Josh said.
But first we're going to Kip's place, Graham said. Who's Kip, Graham?
Ruth Rose asked.
He's a friend of Maria's, and he runs a very cool studio where artists can paint or sculpt or make stained glass things, Graham explained. Yesterday I made a clay vase on Kip's pottery wheel. He showed me a picture of an old vase, and I copied it. I must say it turned out very nicely. Awesome, Graham,
Ruth Rose said.
I put it in Kip's kiln to dry overnight, so today it should be ready to decorate,
Graham told them. Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose watched out the windows as their driver took them through heavy traffic. They saw thousands of cars and millions of people. The buildings were so tall that the kids couldn't see the sky. Dink closed his eyes. After a few minutes, he moaned.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
Josh asked him.
I'm under the ocean in a submarine, Dink whispered. It's made of chocolate cake. I'm eating every bit.
Josh poked him.
You're cute, Newt, he said.
Soon the buildings they passed were shorter, and they could see the sky above them. There were fewer people on the sidewalks and less traffic on the streets.
Are we in Brooklyn?
Dink asked the driver.
Yes, sir, the man said. Park Slope coming up. Got an address for me?
Take us to the corner of 25th.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?